don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Hump Day, Wednesday, April the 8th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Going to have Dr. Jeff in the house in the next segment. He's back from spring break, so we'll find out where he went and how things are going up there at the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. If you have any questions for Ask the Vet, text them to me at 231-360-5140, and I'll be sure to get them into the interview with Dr. Jeff. Quote of the day, yesterday, Tuesday, April 7th. I'm not so arrogant as to think it has to be me. That was made by U.S. Senator, or excuse me, Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin, Democrat from Holly, as she told an Iowa newspaper when she was asked about it to her trip to Iowa regarding presidential ambitions. Again, not U.S. Congressman, U.S. Senator. MERS News Service has her title wrong. Well, why are the reporters asking? Because the Democrats are scrambling for a good candidate. Des Moines Register newspaper asked Slotkin if she would consider running for president in 2028 to help the Democrat Party chart a new path to be built around a new generation of leaders. Slotkin also added, not only is she not so arrogant as to think it has to be her, but she said, midterm elections is what I'm focused on right now. But if it comes to the point after that, that I think there's no one else who's on the right path, I guess I wouldn't say no forever. Freshman U.S. Senator, thinking she's ready to run for president already. As a matter of fact, according to an ABC 27 WHTM story, Slotkin told a group of President Donald Trump supporters who didn't initially know that she was a Democrat, stating, "I'm not here announcing anything." Well, Slotkin narrowly won her Senate seat just 2 years ago after serving three terms in the U.S. House. However, she's tried to increase her national exposure, including throwing herself into advocating for veterans, military folks, not having to follow unconstitutional orders from President Trump. Slotkin, a former CIA analyst, Pentagon aide, told a Lansing audience in June of 2025 that she wrote a war plan and she knows how to defeat Donald Trump. She delivered the Democrats' response to Trump's joint address to Congress last year, March of 2025. Very, very interesting. Elisa Slotkin, U.S. Senator, thinking about running for president in 2028. Dr. Jeff in the house, send me your questions. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, Hump Day Wednesday, as usual, back in the house. Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Where were you?
St. Thomas.
Whoa.
How was the weather
down there?
80 and nice.
80 and nice.
Yep.
So, I love it. Good for you.
I got a question already, real quick, right out of the gate. Yeah, I know that, Rick. You're a little late to the conversation. Got to send that to me during the segment earlier. Okay. Dr. Jeff, you have to settle a debate that's going on at the farm.
Okay.
What, in your opinion, is the ideal weight for a mature Yorkshire, Berkshire cross boar used for breeding? How many pounds of ground grain daily should he be getting?
Oh, wow. Okay, I got to stop. You're going to make me think way back on this one.
Well, of course we are. You've been on vacation.
Yeah.
And probably sipping margaritas in the sun. Did you get a sunburn while you were down there?
No, I kept lathered up with the sunblock. So
okay,
I got a little color, but I didn't want to have that experience. So,
right. Yorkshire, Berkshire cross breed boar used for breeding. Yeah. How many pounds of grain, ground grain daily should he be?
Well, how big is the boar? You know, is he a young, you know, is he like a 300 or 400 pounder
or already?
Because we've had some that we had one, we used to have, Paul was his name, big York boar, and he weighed like 600 or 700 pounds or something like that. He was huge. So it's going to kind of depend on, I mean, is this a young boar, old boar? How old is this boar?
Okay, very good. I'm sure he's listening. He'll respond here shortly. Now, I got another question that Megan brought up last week when she was subbing in for you. Dr. Caitlin had a cold and she couldn't talk.
Sure.
Megan brought up a very interesting point. Got a text message right after she went off the air. The discussion we were having had to do with topicals versus pills for the upcoming flea and tick season.
Okay.
And one of the things she mentioned, and I agree with her, that once the topicals are put on, usually within, I think it's like 24 or 48 hours, the topical is actually absorbed into the skin. And it's okay for them to then get wet or go outside in the rain, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
The topicals, though, don't work in through the bloodstream versus the pills, where you're actually getting it into the digestive system, into the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the pill is a better way to go versus the topicals?
It depends on what you're looking at. Some topicals like Revolution and, there's another one. Some of them absorb 12 hours. They're absorbed systemically. Okay, they do absorb in through the skin. They don't stay on the surface. They'll absorb in, and they do. So Revolution is one. I just like blanked out on what.
Well, of course, you've been on vacation.
Yeah. Right? I know. I got to get back up to speed here. But there's no. So some of them, yes, are absorbed systemically. Some of them stay on the surface. Like Frontline does not get absorbed systemically. The Vectra does not get absorbed systemically. Most of the like Avantix does not get absorbed systemically. It stays on the surface of the skin. But if the topical you're getting, so you can kind of tell if the topical you're getting, it says it also does heartworm control, because I can picture the thing and I can't even remember what they call it now. We haven't used it in so long. Then it does get absorbed systemically. So once it's on, then, you know, but yeah, you know, if you're going to do heartworm, I just give a pill. And what happens is the pills, you don't have to worry about it washing off. And even the ones that say they're water resistant, they still, if especially dogs that are in the water all the time, labs or dogs that like to swim. Yeah, that's going to, you know, wear it off, and it's not going to last as long because they're in the water all the time. It's going to wash it off faster. So, right. You know, Frontline was first marketed to last up to 90 days for the one dose. Except if your dog swam at all, then yeah, you're talking more like 30 days, just because it just washes it off. So
now the what is the thing she was talking about? I forget. It starts with an S. Trio, Simpatico.
Oh, Simparica. Yeah,
Simparica.
Yep.
Now, is that a topical or is that a pill?
Nope. That's a pill. Yep. That is Simparica. There's two versions of it. There's Simparica, and then there's Simparica Trio. Simparica is a once a month flea and tick pill. That's all it does. Does fleas and ticks. Okay.
Yeah.
Simparica Trio does fleas and ticks, but also controls heartworm, hookworm, and roundworm. So it does your intestinal parasites too.
Right.
That's what my dogs are on, are the Trio. We give it once a month starting now, now through October. So, because hopefully our snow is going to be gone here. I left orders when I left to be back when I was supposed to be back from my vacation. The snow was supposed to be gone.
Sure.
of course, we came back to the ice storm. We landed and then drove up to, and normally we'd spend the night in Detroit and then drive up the next day. And we're like, no, we got to go because we don't know, you know, is this storm going to shut the bridge down? I guess they've hit a record this year for shutting the Mac down.
Yep.
And
high winds and ice.
Ice and all that. So,
okay, I got an answer from John right. Palmer, the pig farmer.
Yep.
Over in Onaway, Palmer Farms.
Yep.
He's 2 years old and right now weighs 350 pounds.
Okay. So a younger
going
boar
forward to become, yeah, to become a mature boar.
Yep.
Heading forward, because two is pretty young, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's still growing. You know, he'll still grow. So for younger boars, you're usually going to be around five and a half pounds. And remember, this is a guideline to start. If it looks like he's getting heavy fat, you know, back him off a little bit. If it looks like he's really lean, bump him up more. And it's usually something that. And they're still growing, and so they're still going to have some weight gain. And one way you can tell is you're looking for a mature boar like that you're trying to grow slower so he can hang around longer. You're looking for about maybe half a pound of gain per day. So if you weighed him at the beginning, so you know you're feeding him right, if you weigh him like at the beginning of March and he was 300 pounds, and then you weighed him at the end of March and he was 350, you know, 30 days later and he's 315 pounds, then yeah, you know, yep,
you're on track.
You're about right, you're on track. So part of it is how much you're giving him, and the other part is, you know, I don't know if he's got a scale or something like that, or just kind of look at him, see, figure out how much he's gained, and you want to keep him right around there, because we're not pushing these boars like, because we want to keep them around like market hogs. We're trying to push as fast as possible so we can,
sure,
you know, we could we
fatten
can
them up,
get
and take them to,
get them to market and get our money
right.
back, you
yep.
know. So, but yeah, around five and a half pounds is where I would start, and then you can go up and down on that.
Usually, and like you say, he should, if he's gaining a half a pound a day, 30 day, he that would be 15 pounds a month.
Yeah about like that. That'd
very
be about
good
right.
Very yep. good. Excellent. What do you see the direction going forward this year at the Sioux Animal Hospital with all the folks that you have on staff, Dr. Caitlin?
Yep.
What are you planning on doing? Are you going to get more involved in the farm calls regarding horses? What direction are you going
yeah.
this year?
Yep, that's what we're going to start doing. Actually, I was just talking to Doc this morning, had a little – I try to have a – we used to call them Cubs when I was in the Army there, commander update briefs. You always
sure.
have a little meeting in the morning. All right, what's going, you know, you meet with your officers and your XO and all right, what's going on today? What do we need to accomplish today? You know, stuff like that. I was just talking to her and I'm thinking the plan's going to be, yes, definitely we are increasing, really start doing more of the large animal, especially now I have the Caitlin's been here for almost a whole year now, so she's really got her feet under her. I mean, she's even starting to do some orthopedic procedures too, so she's
oh,
really pulled up to speed, which is great because it increases our ability to do that. It's not just me. You know, I got two people can do that. Also, you know, if I happen to be gone, and it's not like, you know, we can't do some of the things that, you know, before, if I was gone, if we got a big surgery, you know, like, I'm sorry, the surgeon's not here. You know, if I'm not here, I'm not here. But now a lot of that can be taken care of. So, yeah, we're going good. But we've got, and we just brought in endoscopy. It's in. So we have endoscopes. So we can do upper airways in horses. We can do stomachs in horses. So we can look for ulcers, which is a big thing this year. I'm probably going to try to do a big push out on ulcers. We're going to do some training on it, some client education, because a lot of horses have ulcers and we don't know it. And a lot of behavioral, or what we think are behavioral training problems, are actually gastric ulcers in horses. Which also, we have smaller scopes, so we can also do, you know, dogs and cats and things like that, looking up in stomachs and whatnot. And we also have, I didn't manage to get, yeah, this was a whole wheel and deal thing. We were like gypsy traders. We got Zoetis to give us some money to buy some scopes because we changed our equipment to them. And it was pretty funny. Like Nick and I were like, you know, trading back and forth on that. And, so we did pick up small scopes to the point that we can do cystoscopes. I can go up into bladders now. And sometimes if you have small bladder stones or things like that, we don't have to cut them open now. We can go up with a scope and remove them like you would in a person.
Oh, too cool.
And we can look up noses. A lot of dogs or cats will have chronic nasal discharges. And the only way to really diagnose that sometimes is to get up there and look. Now we have the ability to do that. So
excellent. And, of course, all that's done while the animal is knocked out or sedated. Yeah. And you can go and do it. And all the checking out you want to. And basically the dog or cat, animal, horse, whatever, wakes up and you're good to go.
Yep. You can't get every stone out, you know, that way. It depends on the size of it. But, but yeah, we've got a couple small ones out that we haven't had to open them up. So that's really good. It's you know, obviously just like in humans, it's faster recovery. It's less trauma. It's less time.
So, yes, absolutely. Yep. Is that done with a suction or is that done with laser? How is that done?
Nope. It is done with a little... Now, it's a little grasper, so I can slide the scope up there, and then I got this little bitty scope. It's only like 2 millimeters in diameter. This thing's tiny. And then I got an even tinier little grasper that I can slide down through what they call the working channel, and I can look at it and go in. So the funny part of this is all those years ago that my dad was giving me grief about sitting there playing Atari all the time in video games. Well, guess what?
It come back.
As much as video games do have issues, you know, with being overused and stuff like that. However, the skills that you develop doing that is directly transmitted to this. Actually, to the point, too, you want to go off of that the Army and the Air Force, their drone controllers now for the drones.
Yes.
It's an Xbox controller.
That's what it is.
Yeah, because the kids are already used to using it. They go, here you go.
Yep.
They already know how to
wrap
do it.
This up. So. John Palmer said, thank you, Jeff. He won. he said between 5 and a half, no more than 6 pounds a day. So thank you for that. A phone number, if you have other questions, give him a call. Area code 906-635-5910. Sioux Animal Hospital, Sioux St. Marie. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Family Hour News Break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. In a story first posted by Michigan News Source, the Department of War is looking towards U of M and Hillsdale College for higher education partnerships. According to a February memo, federal officials plan to end partnerships with Ivy League schools. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says the move will ensure our leaders receive a more rigorous and relevant education to better prepare them for the complexities of modern warfare. You can read more about it at MichiganNewsSource.com. The Michigan Department of Transportation is set to begin a resurface and drainage improvement project along U.S. 10 and U.S. 31 in the Ludington-Scottville area. MDOT says the project is expected to improve ride quality and extend the service life of the road in Mason County. Work is scheduled to begin Monday, April 13th. It's expected to be completed by mid-September. Motorists should expect lane closures and traffic shifts on U.S. 10 and U.S. 31 for the duration of the construction. A Michigan catering company is suspending operations for 5 years after dozens of complaints.